I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And, of course, worldwide on CBS Sports Network. Got a great show for you today. It is true. I've been up for most of the evening. Saw the Yankees blow a game that they should have scored 30 runs in. Saw Castro drop that ball. Tough play, but he still dropped it. And see them now lose three in a row. Meanwhile, the New York Mets get blown out by the Nationals. Someone expected with Gesellman on the mound. But it's the walking wounded now. And I'm going to be a bad guy and bring up something about Matt Harvey that's troubling. But first, let me get the pleasantries and the cordial aspect of the show underway. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
Yeah, I'm great, Craigie. You know, the Mets are a mass unit, obviously. Sure, and, you know, the Yankees, your Yankees, by the way. And by the way, it's Friday morning, right? So it's Friday going into potentially a nice summer weekend here. We got our big softball game tonight at the U.S. Army base over there, Fort Hamilton. Looking forward to celebrating the 242nd birthday of the U.S. Army with those guys tonight and everything else. Lock and load, folks, because we have no idea where this show is going because, you know, Craigie has not gotten any sleep. Went on with Moose this morning and basically fractured his entire self-esteem and whether or not he's going to be a radio talk show host ever again.
I know you keep it real.
That's great. And then
why can't we just talk honestly with one another?
Maybe we will.
I do is win, no matter what.
All right, so I did this thing with your boy Phil Sims last night with Investors Bank and everybody.
Screw Phil Sims!
All the great people at Investors Bank and all their clients last night were saying to me, "How the hell do you get up there and work with that guy every?" Every single morning. That's all anybody ever asked me.
Here's my memo to the wonderful people that I got to meet with Investors Savings Bank.
Yes. No, not in Savings Bank.
With Investors Bank. I apologize. That's my mistake. Yeah, with Investors Bank.
Yes.
At their next get-together gathering of all the branches and all the executives and all the people that work for them.
Yep.
I would say extend me a 10-minute window to speak.
Yep.
Gratis.
Yep.
And I will walk you through the etymology of why this show works, how it works, why you've made the brilliant decision to advertise on it, why that'll pay dividends, no pun intended.
Okay.
And I'm happy to have that convo. In the meantime,
but I'm just saying, I was under assault last night, and I said today, pay attention tomorrow morning, folks, because I have a feeling Craigie's not going to get any sleep, because when you left here yesterday, you were all like tied up in knots about something. I don't know what it was. It seemed like, because you ran out of here. Zach needed you to do a couple voiceovers. You ran out of him, and then somebody was looking for you. The sales geeks were looking for you yesterday. You ran out of here. Everybody was like, where's Craig? I said, he's all tied up in knots today. I'm not really sure. You were in and out of the studio yesterday, on the phone, off the phone, on the phone, off the phone. It was Captain Chaos on steroids, and I just had a feeling that there was going to be a hangover attached to that today. And then, of course, this morning you got here, what, at 3 o'clock?
About 3:15 maybe, give or take.
How long did you spend on the Mark Melusis show this morning?
I think I did 35 minutes.
It came without warning. They were just being polite. They didn't realize that they'd be stuck with the thing that wouldn't leave.
Captain Chaos.
Chaos by Carton, baby. That's how we do. That's what we do.
Exactly.
I make no apologies for what I said this morning, nor about what I'm about to say for the next 4 hours. It's the great relationship that I enjoy with our amazing audience. So let's get into it. I'm going to say something about Matt Harvey. It's going to be, frankly, objectionable to you.
Okay.
And to Matt and to the Mets and to everyone else.
And so why do I have to sit here and take this?
Well, you're not taking it. I'm going to say it. You can counter it so that there's at least a dissenting viewpoint, or maybe you agree with me. Now, Matt Harvey's out for the foreseeable future.
He's got a distress, whatever they call it, in his shoulder.
Here's my problem with this. Let's talk very quickly about the human body. All right?
Okay.
There's certain parts of the body we all know. We know exactly where they are and what they are. The ankle, the penis, the foot, the elbow, the JJ, your eyes, your nose. We sing songs about it in kindergarten. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, right?
Knees and toes.
We know those parts of the body.
Yes.
When I say to someone, scapula, the first thing most people come up with is Supreme Court justice. Wrong.
Wrong is right.
Scapula, as Boomer will tell you, is in what part of the body?
Shoulder.
Shoulder to clavicle area.
Clavicle and shoulder.
Right? Up in this.
What up, dog?
Right?
Yeah.
So now here's the problem with the Matt Harvey injury. They didn't say that Matt Harvey has a muscular issue by the scapula. They're very specific not to say that he has tendon or ligament or soft tissue itis.
Right.
They
don't
have by the scapula.
Yes, thank you.
They were very specific in saying that he has a bruise or an injury to what? To the bone. The bone itself. The scapula bone itself is now problematic for Matt Harvey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you hurt the bone? And I want to make a very clear distinction. I'm talking about bones.
He's got a bone injury.
I'm not talking about muscle, tissue, ligament, tendon.
It's all like connected, though.
No. They didn't come out and say he's got a stress injury to the tendon, to the ligament. He's got a bone problem.
Bone.
Now, I want to be clear about this, because if you think I'm reaching, I want to stop.
All right.
Want to be responsible. How do you hurt the scapula bone?
Boneless.
You have any idea? I looked it up. I can give you the answer.
Bone on bone action.
All right.
It is not bone on bone action. To actually injure the bone, not the muscle, not the tendon, not the ligament, typically requires a traumatic type of injury, aka falling off a bike, a car accident, falling down and hitting cement or some sharp, you know, type of object. It's not from overthrowing. When you overthrow and you have soreness or the dead arm thingamajig, it's in the muscle. It's not the bone. Now, maybe I'm being too specific. Maybe they meant to say the scapula area, the muscles, that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they went out of their way to say what, Boom?
The bone.
Which tells me something happened.
All right.
What was it?
Well, can you let me answer or ask for myself?
Go ahead.
I mean, I know you're all wound up this morning.
Go ahead.
And I know you could probably do this whole thing for 4 hours by yourself.
Probably.
If you'd like to, I'll just sit here and watch this.
Do what you got
to
do.
I'll be like the rest of our audience, just sit in amazement and listen to you try to break this down. But what is it?
There was a traumatic injury is what I'm saying.
What kind of traumatic injury?
I don't know the answer to the question. I'm not going to guess. But if they, and I'm only saying this, Boom, because they said, I didn't say it, they said the bone.
The bone.
They told me the muscle, overwork. It's too much for him right now.
Right.
But they didn't say the muscle.
Well, they said he has a stress injury in his shoulder.
No, they
basically
didn't.
What they said.
I'll give you, now this is why I'm asking you about the semantics
So let me ask you a question.
I want to read this to you real quick.
Who actually said this? Was this Sandy Alderson who said it or Terry Collins? Because I thought Terry Collins wasn't allowed to talk about injuries.
The right-hander was diagnosed, as you said, with the shoulder. He received PRP injection, underwent an MRI and a CAT scan, which showed an injury to the bone. That's from the Mets.
Well, at least he underwent an MRI and a CAT scan.
True.
As opposed to, you know, Noah Syndergaard.
Makes
not
him better
doing
than
either
Noah Syndergaard.
Yes.
So now I worry about what Matt was doing. And I know that's uncalled for me to say that. And I'm being somewhat shock jockish, I don't mean to be. He hurt the bone. You just don't hurt the bone. That's number one. Number two, and the Yankees have lost three in a row now. But every single game is a one-run game. They should have won all three of them.
Who cares? A win's a win. A loss is a loss.
And I agree.
By the way, I got to tell you, and I said this. I know I said it 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to say it now 2 weeks since.
Go.
You know, they're under 500, I believe, since May 1st, man.
Yeah.
You mean the
Yankees?
You can't see
Yankees are fine.
You can't see the forest through the trees because you are blown away by their performance against the Orioles over the weekend.
And the Red Sox, 55 runs in five games, bringing noise.
Yeah, I know that. I tweeted that out. Nobody else had that. I had the first.
No, everyone had it because it happened.
Yeah, but I was right on it. But here's the deal. I mean, let's face it. Take a look at the big picture here, what's going on. This is a very average baseball
game. No, it's not. Come on, they're in every single game. Every game they lose is by one run. They should have won all of them.
Whether you get beat 8-3 and you have a bone bruise or you have a stress injury in your shoulder, or you have some sort of, like, what's wrong with Gary Sanchez? He's got an oblique thing or something?
There's nothing wrong with the Yankees.
What's wrong with Aaron Hicks? He's got, like, some sort of Achilles problem.
You're pulling a Chris Christie. I don't need the negative today. Today's a positive Friday in my book.
You started out with a bone injury.
Well, I'm just saying, you hurt the bone. I mean, something traumatic happened to the bone.
And that's
I'm
bone
a doctor,
action.
And I know what I'm talking about.
Negative. That's negative.
Boneless. It's not negative. I'm keeping it real. They said he's got a bone injury.
It's negative. And I don't know why you're so fascinated with Matt Harvey. Right now, he's like the fifth starter on the Mets.
Here's my second thing.
Yeah.
And this is more of a societal thing, Boom.
Okay.
This is a non-sports related thing.
Non-sports related
issue. I struggle with it. So like everyone else, you know, I pay attention to all the pop culture, right?
That's right, you do.
Now, I've not seen every single, you know, interview or comment from the court proceedings. But why is it taking 3 days for a jury to convict? That's all I'm asking.
Oh, you mean Bill Cosby?
Like, he admitted everything.
Right, pretty much.
And we still haven't said guilty? He made it easy on you.
All it takes is one person to hold out.
But
in there.
He went out and said,
all it takes is one person to hold out.
I'm not Theodore Huxtable, and I know about Quaaludes. And you got a jury going, oh, not really sure if he's guilty. So maybe there's that one dude on the jury going, I'm just a big fan of the Huxtables. The Cosby Show basically raised me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to find him guilty.
Could be.
Whatever it is, I noticed.
Weren't they supposed to find jurors that didn't know who he was?
Well, I mean, come on. He's one of the most, you know, well-recognized men in America.
The jurors right now are going, now there's only 60 women that have come forward.
Right,
what
exactly.
If there were more?
Right. Jell-O pudding.
Jell-O pudding, man. Come on.
I used to have Jell-O pops. I'm not putting Mr. Jell-O pop behind bars. Maybe that's what it is. I will say one other thing.
Yes.
And listen, we'll get your calls.
One other thing. Here we go.
877-337.
This is the part of the show where it's one other thing.
No, I got more than one.
Like, I'm sure you do.
That'd be a lie to the audience.
It would be
far more than just one more thing.
I know you do.
I mean, I make
By
it to
By the way, you're looking like a jerky boy this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's up, dog?
Yeah, Sal Rosenberg. Where are my glasses?
That's what I'm talking
about. I need my
about.
Glasses. Give me my glasses. Yeah, my glasses?
Yeah.
Your glasses.
Get my glasses. Get your glasses.
Hey, needle nose. Where are my glasses?
Your needle nose. What else you got?
Here's what else I have.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I have for you today.
Jell-O pudding pops.
Eli Manning needs to leave the hazing to others. Eli Manning is not a hazer. He's not like the real, hey, Eli Manning, yo, is going to get involved.
No.
But
well,
Eli
there shouldn't
Manning,
be hazing.
Eli Manning yesterday
I'm totally against
showed
hazing.
His insecurity.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Eli Manning, for the first time since Kurt Warner was here, and he was struggling as a rookie or second-year player.
Yeah.
Eli Manning yesterday did something, and maybe he's done it before, it just hasn't come out, but I love it, because it shows you how much Eli Manning wants to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
Well, he's paid to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
And how motivated he is by competition, real competition, not Geno Smith competition, Davis Webb competition.
Right.
So he hazed the rookie yesterday, made him sing a song. Now, he chose a rap song that nobody knows, but he made him sing a song, which Eli is going to be laser-focused this year, and you can expect a great year out of him, because he knows his replacement is now legitimately on the Giants. That's what I learned out of that. And then, sadly, and I've been on one of these. I imagine in your lifetime you have, too. But have you ever been on a blimp?
Yes, I have.
It's not the easiest feeling in the world, by the way.
Right.
Kind of like, you know, you have this like weightless sensation, and the captain always tips the nose down.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, don't do that. So there's I wish I knew the company. I apologize for not knowing it. But a random blimp at the U.S. Open yesterday.
Right.
While the guys are teeing off. And there's this one really eerie
video.
Yeah. It gets you because the guys are on the tee box. They're going to tee off, right? And in the background, the blimp's disintegrating and dropping to the ground.
It's one of the blimps that's
very
really
hard to look at.
It's like
I think it's a rogue blimp though, isn't it?
I don't know if it's a rogue blimp, but I think I want to say that it was up there because of, you know, it had like
sponsorship
on it or something. And I don't know if it was rogue or not. which really makes me wonder why you even have blimps anymore anyway. You can have drones.
The blimp is a defunct technology. It used to look good. Hey, we got the Goodyear blimp outside. But then they started sending the blimp to like indoor arenas. So you'd get the old, here's downtown Detroit. While the Pistons are playing the Lakers in the finals, that's indoors.
And then
they
would
just get an aerial shot of
yeah, but then they would show you the blimp and it would say Goodyear on it. But right. I don't think it was that big of a blimp.
But I'm with you. No, that was a big blimp.
It was a big
blimp. All blimps are essentially the same size. Like you and I, when it comes down to how we compare ourselves, clothes off, essentially the same size.
That's just not true, but
well, in some aspects of manhood, Jerry, it's quite true. Well, your name's Eddie, so let me call you the right name.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
And I've seen Boomer naked many times. I saw him naked in a trailer just 2 days ago.
If you'd be a little bit more
discreet,
accurate, not discreet, but just accurate at this point, because I have a feeling you'd be making a million mistakes.
I will not make, I tell you what, every legitimate factual mistake I make today, starting now.
Starting right now.
That's right, Michael, right now.
Okay.
I'll put $10 in the kitty.
You got it.
At the end of the show, it's ever in there. You guys can split. But if I catch one of you numbskulls in a mistake, you got to put 20 in the till.
Mm.
Deal or no deal? Eddie, deal or no deal?
Sure, deal.
Deal. Starting now, I said. Al, deal or no deal?
Deal.
Booms?
Deal.
Okay, we're all in then. That's how
we got to get Jerry when he comes in.
Oh, yeah, but although I feel like I have more opportunity to make a mistake than any of you other guys, I just won't say anything the rest of the show.
No, I talk the most. I have the most opportunity to make a mistake. I do the most talking.
Yeah, but I was just talking about of us guys.
So it'd be Craig, then you, Booms, then Jerry.
Jerry tends to make a lot of mistakes anyway, so it doesn't matter.
True. We're going to make our money back in Jerry.
I have no idea if he's going to be involved in this or not.
Why don't we just say that?
My mistake. I apologize.
We're all in every man for himself. Every mistake you make is $5. How's that? Does that work for everybody? Get a little pool going, and at the end of the month, we go karaoke lunch with the money.
I got it.
So we get to enjoy... You know, making fun of the people that lost their do-re-mi. Sound good?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Here is Stevie and Blue Point on the fan. Stevie, what do you got?
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, Boomer, first of all, the Yanks are 22-17 since May 1st.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Stevie, I looked it up too.
Somebody said something about being under 500 like the last 30 games.
No,
or
but
something
I looked it up since May 1st, they're 22-17.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
5 games over .500.
Well, let's face it, I know you're all jacked up because they took care of the Orioles and the Red Sox, but obviously this has been a real letdown West Coast trip, hasn't it been?
Yes.
Steven?
Yeah, I'd say so, but hey, I think they'll be just fine.
Stevie, do you get Blue Point oysters in Blue Point or no?
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking, is that where they come from?
Hey, come down to the Harvard Crab someday. I'll take you out to dinner.
No, I'm going to pass on having dinner with a guy that wants to meet me at a craft show. Sorry about that.
The show?
And by the way, it's not based on sexuality, just craftspeople. That's not the guy, and with all due respect, because maybe you can build me something nice, like a pencil sharpener.
Mistake number one.
Or maybe like a
that's mistake number
shelf.
One.
He said the craft show.
He didn't say craft. He said crab.
Craft.
Crab.
What'd you say?
Crab.
Craft. Craft or crab?
Crab.
Crab like the kind you eat, or crafts like glue and scissors and paper mache? Crab. Crab. You said crab.
Crab. C-R-A-B. Crab.
All right, so that's a mistake.
That's one.
But was it a factual mistake? You just didn't hear it right.
It was not. Well,
it's a mistake.
I thought
either
he said.
It's a mistake.
What I thought he had said was, meet me at the craft show.
All right.
Like, I'm
going to
bang you at the craft show. You know,
we're 18 minutes in.
First off, I would take you to the craft show. I'd whittle some wood. I'd then invite you over. I'd make you maybe a Don Julio 1942 margarita.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd have a good time with you. But I would not take you to the craft show and just take you to a closet somewhere, because that's untoward and disrespectful.
You ever see the DXL men's apparel commercials on TV?
I have not.
You should watch him because my former left tackle, the New York Jets, is in there.
Frankly, with all due respect to DXL,
if
I want to ship something, I'm probably going FedEx or UPS.
Right, but I'm talking about the clothing company.
Boomer and Carton on the fan, 877-337-6666.
That would be mistake number two. And let's lock it in, folks. 18 minutes, 19 minutes into the show. We already have two mistakes, and Craigie's on fire today. All right,
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's great. In honor of our 30th anniversary, You know, you couldn't have gone to the bathroom when you got here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.